Well, let's stay with COVID-19 and turn to Stephen Morrison, director of the Global Health Policy Center at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, who co-authored a report in November before this outbreak that said the American people are far from safe from a health crisis and the U.S. is woefully ill-prepared to respond to global health security threats. Steve, what did you see then and still now that needs to happen?
Well, the basic proposition is that in our preparedness against these types of outbreaks, we're stuck in a cycle of complacency followed by neglect. And that's true for the investments that are made here domestically, as well as the investments made overseas in key partner countries that are mostly acutely vulnerable African countries and others that where you have a high propensity for dangerous outbreaks. And because we're stuck in that cycle, we tend not to invest in a sustained basis at an adequate level. And we see that today in terms of the proposed budgets to cut CDC by 16%, HHS by 10%. So it becomes this race. It becomes this scramble versus a more premeditated and sustained effort over the years. And if we have sustained human-to-human outbreaks in the United States, and I believe we will see that, we're not going to have immediately available vaccines or antivirals or a cure for some time into the future. What we're going to need to have is basic items like protective gear, good infection controls in our hospitals and clinics. But most importantly, we're going to need to be communicating to the public what form of social distancing is going to be essential in this period in order to minimize transmission. And that means suspending congregational kinds of activities. People are going to be staying home from work. They're going to be staying home from school. They're going to be staying home from sporting events. They're going to be electing not to take that trip, perhaps, by air that they had planned as a family vacation or a business trip. And they're going to need to do some very simple things like hand washing and the changing the way that we greet and meet one another.
And so you're saying they need to plan for those, what you seem to agree is an inevitability. And just one last quick question. What do you say to people who say, oh, we've been here before and SARS was kept out, Ebola, horrible impact in Africa, but minimized here, sky's falling?
I think what we need to say to people is be very honest on what we know and what we don't know. What we know is that this is a dangerous new virus that we have not seen before. It is highly transmissible. It is highly contagious. The data that we've seen so far in the major study released by the Chinese on the first 45,000 cases shows that for 80% of the people infected, there was either no illness or very mild illness. But for 20%, you had extreme illness that put people into the ICU, and you had 2.3% death within that population. So for 1 in 5 people that we know of today, this virus burrows its way deep into the respiratory system, deep into the lungs, and it induces a very dangerous form of viral pneumonia that puts people into extreme circumstances that require very high levels of sophisticated care in order to survive, very expensive and demanding care. And then 2.3% don't make it and pass away. And if we imagine that this is spreading very rapidly through populations, our testing capacities have been very limited in knowing the actual true presence of the virus in the populations. Our general understanding is that this is way out in front of us. We do not see it. And even if it turns out that as we discover more about this illness, if it turns out that the case fatality rate is 1% versus 2.3%, that's good, but it's still a very dramatic threat. Seasonal flu in the United States kills 35,000 people a year, and it's 0.1% fatality rate. and it infects only about 19 or 20 million people. If we get a spread that touches 40% of the population, 50% of the population, with a 1% fatality rate in a 20% extreme illness, or even 10% extreme illness, that will create havoc and overwhelm our health system. And so we need to be very attuned to all of this and be preparing for that possibility and hope that we're wrong. Hope that, in fact, it is far milder and less dangerous than it may seem today. But by all indicators, we need to be taking this very, very seriously. And that's the argument that's being made by our leading epidemiologists, and I take that quite seriously.
Stephen Morrison, director of the Global Health Policy Center at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Steve, thank you.
Thank you so much.